Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
That's me, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this gloomy Wednesday evening. Welcome, wherever you're joining us from in the state. It's great to have you. We've got a great show planned for you guys tonight. Hope you had an outstanding day. I did, even though it was very gloomy. We've got a really fun show. We've got great guests tonight. A good question that should get you guys riled up. We're going to read Steady Eddie's text at some point from last night that we ran out of time for. We've got some big breaking news in show business. Val Kilmer passed away. We'll talk about that a little bit. Conrad, as usual, is riding shotgun. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing very well. I'm looking at the stream here, and it says I'm Jim Schmidt. Do I look like Jim Schmidt? Am I acting like Jim Schmidt?
No, the Jim Schmidt is not live. That's just the other studio, because I didn't know if you were coming in or not. So that's
okay.
Just
I just feel like I might morph into Jim Schmidt at some point, and it'll be your fault, buddy. I'm just telling you that right now.
It says Pete Schwabba. All right. You're not Jim today.
I would love, Jim's a good guy. Yeah, I could do a lot worse than being Jim Schmidt for a night. Did you have a good day?
I did. Yeah. It kind of sucked that it snowed last night. Yeah, but
that was ugly.
I'm just hoping for some good weather. Now that's all I'm hoping for.
So you're not asking for too much.
Exactly.
So we've got a really cool thing happening here at Civic Media, folks. It's our Break Into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. It is your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheet set, mattress protector, and pillows. The times for text to win are 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. So all you have to do is have the Civic Media app. Download the app to play if you haven't already done so. Listen at those times, wait for the word, and text in the word, and you are entered for the daily prize or the grand prize. It's just that easy, folks. So check it out. It's a very popular contest here at Civic Media. We love doing these text to win contests, and we wish you luck. Good luck in the daily and in the grand prize drawings. It should be fun. We've got great guests tonight. I'm very excited because tonight we've got a front man for Local H, a band based out of Chicago. He also made a documentary called Lifers that will be playing at the Wisconsin Film Festival. His name is Scott Lucas, and he will be joining us at 6:35 tonight. Scott's a very interesting guy, very successful guy. And then our buddy Frank Anderson will join us at 7:20. Frank and I will talk a little bit about Val Kilmer. We will also bond even further over our dislike of lawns. Did you hear what I said, Conrad? Lawns.
What? You just don't like having to maintain
like grass?
It? Or?
No, I have no interest.
When I lived with my brother last year, the trade-off was, I didn't have to pay rent, so that was cool, but the trade-off was mowing his lawn.
That's brutal.
On a hot day, you'd be like, I don't care, man. Get out there.
Dude, I would rather pay rent. I cut so many lawns when I was a kid. I'm not that guy. Like, my wife will say, hey, maybe this weekend we can find some time to work in the yard. I'm like, finding time won't be the issue. It's just that I want nothing to do with yard work. I just don't. Like, we keep up our lawn, we cut it, we make it look nice, but I see the effort people put into their yards, and it is insane. And good for them, because it's great when you take care of something, or if you have a green thumb and it looks great. I'm kind of envious of those people, because I am not that guy. So Frank and I will talk about that. We'll talk about Val Kilmer, maybe dip our toe into a couple stories that I've seen on Wisconsinology. Such a great website, wisconsinology.com. He has everything on there, folks, from the weird to the historic, all things fun Wisconsin at wisconsinology.com. So check it out. Frank will be here at 7:20. Conrad, I think I need to read. All right. Every once in a while, folks, we run out of time. We're having so much fun with a guest and time just gets away from us, as was the case last night with Civic Media Zone and our friend Luke Mathers, who has had a lot of fun taking our quizzes that we give him. And Luke was here last night. We got carried away. We tried to get as many questions in as we could, and I just completely spaced out, and we had a text from Steady Eddie that I did not get to. So I would like to read that now to my friend, Steadfast Edward. Instead of closing the show with one of his texts, which is always a little dangerous, right, Con? Because we could run out of time, you know? Yeah. But we're going to open things with a Steady Eddie text. He says, last night, the question was, who is your favorite fictional political character? And Steady Eddie said, my favorite fictional political character, that's when I don't want to go political. He says, Tronald J. Dump, as played by Craig T. Nelson in Stable Genius, not to be confused with our actual president, apparently. He says, no, this TV series is being filmed as we speak. It is totally fictional. Watch for it on Netflix. Steady Eddie. Now, we probably could have fit that text in last night. That was not that that was not that long. Steady Eddie has been known to write some lengthy texts, and they're very amusing. But last night's was pretty short. We probably could have fit that in. Lots going on. Val Kilmer passed away, and it was, this guy truly was one of my favorite actors. He made so many great films. He's known, I think, for, he played Batman in the 90s. I think he's more well known for his work in just like three movies: Real Genius, Top Secret, and Tombstone. He's great in everything. He was the youngest person ever accepted into Juilliard, which is quite an accomplishment. He was 17. Like, that's how talented he was. And he had a wide array. He played different characters in different genre films and crushed comedy, crushed drama. He was also in Heat, the heist film with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. He passed away at 65 yesterday, from complications from pneumonia, but he also had throat cancer in 2015. But that's a loss. He also is well known for playing Jim Morrison in The Doors. He was in a film called Willow, where he met his wife. I think they weren't married yet. I think that's where they met. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, great in that movie. He's got like 120 credits, and he was truly a fantastic actor, and it is a loss. And he was 65 when he passed away, but he had cancer 10 years ago, which basically ended his career. And he was only like in his mid-50s at the time, so he could have done a lot more work, because it's a loss. He was a great talent. I know at times he could be, people thought he could be hard to work with because he was kind of a perfectionist and he was a moody actor and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, he just did such phenomenal work. He was in both Top Guns. He also could have some fun, and he was in one of the Jay and Silent Bob movies. Just a real talent, and that is a loss. So we have a clip from Tombstone. It's the famous clip from Tombstone. If you've seen the film Tombstone, you'll recognize the clip. The key word is Huckleberry, and it is a phenomenal clip. We'll play that after the break. But right now, Conrad, I think it's time. You know, it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It is. It's a great day.
You like peanut butter and jelly. You're a fan. Yes,
I love peanut butter and jellies. Those are some good sandwich.
Absolutely. Did you ever do the double decker? Like three pieces of bread and peanut butter and jelly in between each?
I probably did when I was younger. I just think that's too much now, probably, for myself. But
I just gave you something to do after the show. Yeah, throw a couple Doritos on there. Yeah, come on, man. So in honor of National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, folks, we go to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite sandwich? Probably thought it was going to be PB&J related, and it can be if that's your favorite sandwich. But we broadened it a little bit today, and tonight's question is, what is your favorite sandwich? This question, we always do well with food questions, but this question was actually fun to think about. Like, I've been trying to think of all the sandwiches I've had over the course of my life, and honestly, there were times in college where it was just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I remember my roommate Paul and I one day, we, I don't know if we were playing hoops or whatever, we came home and we knocked off an entire jar of peanut butter. It was not like the Costco size. It was smaller, but we probably ate 7 or 8 peanut butter sandwiches each.
Wow.
It was insanity. It was maniacal. It was a drubbing. There have been times peanut butter and jelly probably was my favorite sandwich. I would say, and I think I've said this before, we've dabbled in the sandwich genre at times on the show. I'm going to say a Chicago Italian beef sandwich dunked in the juice completely, so the bread is soaked. Italian beef on Ganella bread, the French bread, completely dunked with jardinera or sweet peppers on the meat. That's my favorite. And a close second is, I don't know if you guys remember this sub shop. I think there was some in Milwaukee, there was some in Chicago, but it was called Submarine. And they made these phenomenal subs with great bread, and they packed lettuce on it. And they used like celery salt and the oil and vinegar. I don't even know if those still exist, but that was a great sandwich too. But I would say overall, it's probably the Chicago Italian beef sandwich. Conrad, your thoughts?
Oof, this is tough. I'm going to go with a Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak? You know what? I think we've talked about this on this show before too. The Philly cheesesteak gets more publicity than the Chicago beef sandwich, but it doesn't even come close. Probably because it's on a coast. And the Philly cheesesteak is good, but you know, a traditional Philly cheesesteak has like cheese whiz on it. You okay with that?
I'm not going to go with the cheese whiz, but I love a good...
So an altered Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, I love a good sandwich with peppers, that steak, definitely, for sure. Oh, I love steak. And that great cheese melted across it, you know?
You can't go... I mean, look, they're both great sandwiches. Let's all be friends. There are no right or wrong answers, folks. Just your answers. What is your favorite sandwich? That is our question of the night. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Join the fun, and we'll read your text on the radio. Speaking of Val Kilmer, all right, I'm going to save this for after the break. This involves Marlon Brando's gas, and it's a story Val Kilmer told. I'm going to tell you that next. And I don't know, you think you're done with political ads, Conrad, on your phone?
Well, I was watching some YouTube today, and there was nothing there, so.
I still got some today. All right, we're coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. We got Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night, a gloomy Wednesday night in Wisconsin, but we're hoping to brighten it a little bit. We're lighting it up here at Nightlight tonight. God, look at my neck. This is crazy. Is this the same view I have of myself every night when I'm at the studio?
I think so.
Look at my neck meat, to quote that's a kip from Napoleon Dynamite. Stop it, Napoleon. You're pulling on my neck meat. So Paula, Conrad's mom checking in on the text line. Now, how are they listening, Conrad?
They must be looking over the stream and, okay. And texting in.
Cause I understand, folks, the radio, there's a technical issue. I'm sure everyone at Civic Media is on it. Those guys are fantastic. So the radio will be back up and running at some point, I'm sure. But, if you want, you could text over the stream right now. That's the best way to get a hold of us if you're watching on the stream. So, Conrad's mom says, I agree with Conrad on a good Philly, but I also love a good BLT. Yes. You know what's going to happen tonight? A lot of people are going to text sandwiches in, and I will have forgotten about them. I love a good BLT.
So how would you make your BLT?
Toast. Yes. Like a good white bread, maybe even a whole grain bread. I would toast it. Mayo. One of the few times I really like mayo slathered. And then just the basics, maybe some salt and pepper, just bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Maybe some jalapenos. Con. I like to put jalapenos.
Great addition. Yes.
Yeah. That's the only thing though I do to doctor my BLTs. What about you?
I made one the other day and I had some applewood smoked bacon.
Ooh.
And
very nice.
Cut up some nice tomatoes. Put some lettuce on there. And I just absolutely slathered that whole thing in mayo.
That's awesome.
The one thing that mayo has a lot of calories in it. So it, as I'm counting calories, you get that the light mayo.
Wait, you buy the light mayo?
Yeah, yep. Buy light mayo, yep.
How is
that? Hilarious because it reminds me of a scene in Friends when Monica says, "It's not real mayo," because she's scared of. Light mayo.
She's scared of light mayo. That's hilarious.
So I don't agree with her. I think it tastes really good on it. I think it tastes the same, to be honest.
I can deal with light. I think they make a fat-free mayo.
I haven't seen that one.
Maybe I'm wrong. There is an avocado oil mayo that is dynamite.
Yes.
And I've had that. That's very good. So that's our question. And we might be a little light on text until the radio gets back up. If you're watching on the stream, folks, you can stream your comments in over the YouTube, Facebook. Hey, we got to get those other comments. We had some social media comments.
Yeah.
Read those as well. But right now, all right, this is funny. Val Kilmer passed away. It's not tragic, but it is because he had throat cancer 10 years ago and he died from complications of pneumonia. Only 65. His career basically ended when he was 55. But he told a story to mess with Val Kilmer on the set. This is the story I clipped from the internet. It says, due to Marlon Brando's infamous large appetite and dislike of Val Kilmer on set, he would request and eat large amounts of cabbage an hour before a scene started and would silently fart on purpose numerous times to leave what was described as a foul stench that would annoy Kilmer.
Wow.
I mean... Movie making is a collaborative process. You're supposed to work with your scene partner. That's just like completely antisocial behavior. Like Marlon Brando, great actor. Love him. Why would you do that though? Like when Will Smith did it and almost killed Tommy Lee Jones on the set of Men in Black, apparently, he was apologetic. He couldn't control it. Will Smith apparently has very bad gas and he can't control it. Marlon Brando gave himself gas to mess with Val Kilmer. I think it was on the Island of Dr. Moreau. Really weird stuff. But we have a clip. This is one of my favorite Val Kilmer clips. It's from the movie Tombstone. He plays Doc Holliday. And there's an actor named Michael Biehn who plays the adversary in the movie. He's a good guy, too. He was a parent at our school in L.A. Very nice guy, Michael Biehn. But a very good bad guy in movies, too. So he shows up expecting Wyatt Earp. And Wyatt Earp's good buddy, Doc Holliday, Val Kilmer, steps out of the shadows.
Well. I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holliday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't. And this time... legal.
All right, Lunger. Let's do it. Say when.
Donnie.
Come on!
You're no Daisy.
You're no Daisy at all.
Poor soul. You were just too high strung.
You can cut it, Con. I never gave you cuts for that, did I? There's a lot of silence there. We could have tightened that up. Sorry, folks. But a great scene. One of the best scenes. And I love when he bends down and gets in his face and says, you were just too high strung. Doc Holliday, the fastest gun in the West. Val Kilmer no longer with us. Coming up next, Scott Lucas will be here, ladies and gentlemen. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night, a gloomy day here in Wisconsin. Wherever you're joining us from, I hope you had a wonderful day and hope we can help take your mind off all the negative things that happened during the day. In just a minute, Scott Lucas will join us. He is the frontman for the band, the Chicago-based band Local H, and he has a movie in the Wisconsin Film Festival called Lifers. We'll talk to Scott about that, and then our pal Frank Anderson, Appleton's own, will be here to discuss stories from his website, Wisconsinology, and we'll get into a whole bunch of things like we always do with Frank. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite sandwich? It is National PB&J Day, and we widened it a little bit, and we're taking answers to the question, what is your favorite sandwich? Steve from the 920 says, I got to say, the best sandwich that I could eat every day is a hot bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Also, as far as a great cold sandwich is any chicken, ham, or egg salad sandwich with lettuce, onion, celery on a buttery croissant. Wow. Steve says, my childhood favorite when I would explore the back 40 was a radish butter sandwich on white bread. I've never heard of that. Have you heard of that, Conrad?
My dad's mentioned it a couple times, but I can't say I've tried it myself.
I can't say I'm salivating thinking about that sandwich.
Yeah, I
know. Sounds healthy, though. Thank you, Steve. Al from Jackson says, from the 920, Val Kilmer passed away today. How would they rate in a prom date? Oh, that was our question from the other night. That's Colin from Green Bay. Thank you, Colin. Well, I wouldn't want him to be my prom date, Colin, but I would imagine Val Kilmer probably was a bit odd at times. I don't know if he'd be a great prom date. Probably a good dancer. He was great in Top Secret. So there you go. Let us know. We'll read your text on the radio. Always more fun when you guys participate. And right now, it is my pleasure to welcome a filmmaker who made a film called Lifers that is playing in the Wisconsin Film Festival coming up in just a few days. And he is the front man for the Chicago-based Local H, a great rock band. We'll talk to him a little bit about that, too. Scott Lucas joins us now. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. You're going to ask me what my favorite sandwich is?
I absolutely am going to ask you that. But I just want to say, the last time I talked to you a couple weeks ago on PBS Wisconsin for the Director's Cut episode for the film festival, you were in your car. And so it's nice to see you. You were mobile and now you seem a little more sedentary, which is probably.
Yeah, I was in a rental car and unfortunately it was a Tesla.
Really?
Yeah. Which was.
Did anybody try to vandalize it or?
Yeah, you know, no, but you know, I couldn't look anybody in the face. It was a demoralizing experience.
They're very controversial cars right now, for sure. There's no question about that. Either way, I'm glad you're parked somewhere tonight. You don't have to be anywhere, it seems like, so we can spend a few minutes here, a little longer than we did on PBS Wisconsin, and talk about your film. But yeah, tell us your favorite sandwich, Scott.
Eggplant Parmesan sandwich. It's the best.
Nice.
With extra sauce.
Extra sauce? Red sauce?
Oh, red sauce, yeah.
Okay, wow, nice. Okay, that's a great answer. So before we get into Lifers, I love talking to people who have like several different avenues in the arts. You already have a band. You're part of this successful band that I believe you founded. We'll talk about that. But also, now you're a filmmaker too. So tell us a little bit about your background, Scott, and what got you to these endeavors.
I just always liked music and movies growing up. I can't remember which came first. I'm pretty sure it was music, but I never played sports. So it was either listening to music or watching movies. And okay. I mean, I think in the end I got further than most people who were playing sports.
Listen, do you have kids?
I'm about to.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
I told my kids, I said, look, you know, I know how crazy sports gets with the kids. And I said, if you're a prodigy, I'll go somewhere every weekend.
Right.
We'll get a hotel. If you're going to the Olympics, I'm in. But if this is like when we were younger, it was like Little League. I played like three sports because you didn't have to focus on anything. And I wasn't very good, but I was just like part of the team. Now people lose their minds over youth sports. So buckle up for that, Scott.
I mean, I think people thought, you know, I was wasting my time. You know, I walk by, everybody's playing sports and I've got a new Scorpions record. And now I realize what I was doing was I was getting ready for what would become my life, not only my job, but my life.
And it's interesting because and not to turn this into a whole different conversation, but I have nothing against sports. I'm not trying to pit the arts and sports against each other because you get great things from
I'll
both.
I'll do that for you.
But when we moved here to a small town, everybody, I would say it's more sports oriented and people are like, well, the values and the lessons you learn in sports. And I would counter and I'd say, look, you learn the same things when you're in a play or a band. You have to work together. You have a common goal. It might be less physically taxing, but not always. So they're all good stuff for kids.
Yeah. I'd rather be around musicians than I would at least coaches. Players are fine. The coaches that I don't know. It was probably different growing up where I was. I got no love for it.
Where'd you grow up?
Zion, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Wow, up near a border town.
Yeah, right there on the border.
That's awesome. All right, well, tell us. All right, let's start with Lifers because you were on Director's Cut a couple weeks ago. We got a chance to talk about it a little bit, but tell us about the movie and where the title comes from and what a lifer is.
Kind of what we were talking about. Like, it's a person who has this job, and in my case, it's a musician. But I mean, it's the kind of thing that I would do for free. You know, there's that scene in Field of Dreams when they're talking to Ray Liotta and he's Shoeless Joe and he says that line. He's like, man, I would have done it for free. I would have done it for nothing, is I think what he says. And that's the way I feel about music. Like anything that I've gotten out of it as far as material things, that's just a happy byproduct. The most important thing for me is what it's given me as far as just, I enjoy it. You know, I'm glad that I was able to do that.
Absolutely. It's interesting because I was a stand-up comic for years. And I remember when I started in Chicago, several years into it, the clubs all cut the money. The comics kind of came together. I was one of the instigators and we had a couple meetings. There was like 100 comedians. Some were funny, some were not. And one of them would say, well, I don't know what to do here because we do this for free. And I'm like, please don't say that.
Don't say
that. That's not what this is about. Because I agree with you. We would do it for free because we love it, but it is a skill and musicians and artists do deserve to be paid.
Well, yeah. And that's the other thing. That's why musicians are so easily taken advantage of and why record labels historically have been able to do that and why movie studios are able to take advantage of directors and artists is because they would do it for free. This is their life and they can see that, you know, the money men can see that and they know that they can take all the money and okay, oh, this was a wonderful experience. Let me take the money. Screw you.
Right. Exactly. So in the film, you know, I haven't seen the film yet. I haven't had a chance to see the film. What do you follow? Are you in the film? Like, are you the main guy or do you have people you interview about being lifers? How does that work?
Yeah, well, we decided to go about it a different way. It's kind of a documentary, but not really. So it's basically a concert film. And at times it will go off stage and follow, like, say, a guy who sells our t-shirts, and it'll follow him off stage down the stairs at the Metro to where he sells somebody a t-shirt, and that person will buy a t-shirt and they'll go up the other stair to watch the show. Or, you know, somebody will leave and go outside to smoke a cigarette, and you can hear the music in the background as they're talking about how, you know, we're not any good anymore. We suck now. And, you know, so it's this sort of feeling that you're at a concert, and when you go outside, you miss some of the music, and it's about the audience and the band and the bartenders and security. And it's about everybody that's out when you go see a show.
That's pretty cool. I like the aesthetic you're painting there of the film. And I think when you were on PBS, I asked you, your film is described as not quite a documentary and not quite a concert film. So that's to what you were just saying. You blend the narrative and sort of documentary too, and you compare it to The Song Remains the Same and Richard Linklater's Slacker, two great comparisons. Did the film turn out exactly how you set out to make it, or did you have to adjust along the way as a filmmaker?
Kind of. I mean, the script was much more of a sort of a long one take thing in my head. And that soon became really boring. And I'm, you know, I like editing, and I like when you watch a movie and there's jump cuts and there's energy in the editing, you know, there's right. a lot of stuff that you'll see now. And it's like, oh, it's all one cut. And it's like, that's great. You know, but what about the edit? What about the art of the energy of an edit? And so I wanted to have both of those things. So making the editing more energetic was something that just kept happening in the process. Basically, it's how I envisioned it, and it turned out the way I thought it would. And that description of Zeppelin meets Slacker is pretty apt, in my opinion. But there are little things, and those are things that only made the movie better, I think.
My guest is Scott Lucas. His film is Lifers, and it's playing at the Wisconsin Film Festival. You can catch the movie if you're in the Madison area or plan on being there April 6th at 7:30 p.m. The screening is at Music Hall. That's a really cool little venue they have there, and very appropriate for your movie as it's music-based. It's interesting. I talked to a lot of documentarians who, you know, have made me realize how important editing is when it comes to documentaries. Like shooting is great, but you really don't know what you have until right. you sit down and edit it. What was your favorite part of the process?
Editing. I mean, that's really, you know, where the movie comes together. And I would imagine anybody's movie comes together. It was a lot of fun for me, but it was a painstaking process. I mean, I'd never edited anything before, so I had to learn how to do that. And I bought a computer, and it had a Final Cut program on it. So I edited the movie using that, handed it off to my producer, and he's like, "Oh, nobody uses Final Cut anymore." And I was like, So I had to learn Premiere, which is what everybody uses, and I had to re-edit the movie. So that took a while.
I would imagine you're probably a much younger man when you started this process. editing can be pretty tedious.
Yeah. Right.
Have you seen the film yet, Scott, with an audience? And what's been the response?
Yeah, it's been great. It's not available on streaming, and I don't intend to make it available on streaming. So I've only seen it with an audience. And I've taken it on tour. And when I talked to you, I was in a car on my way to Philadelphia to show it. So this screening coming up Sunday will be part of a 4-day run where I'm showing it in Iowa, Kansas City, and Minneapolis. And I'm taking it to theaters and doing Q&As. And, you know, if you want to see the movie, you have to come to a theater. It's like very old school, but, you know, I want to do that type of thing. It's kind of like a midnight movie, you know? And so
great.
I want it to turn into this cult thing. If you want to see it, you got to come out to a theater. I think we're all in our bubbles too much, and anything I can do to get people out of that, I will do.
I love that. You have a podcast. I don't know if I just stumbled onto a podcast that was movie-based, but you have Ben Reiser on it, and the podcast right. was called Lifers. Was that just you guys talking about the film, or do you have a podcast called Lifers as well?
I have a Local H has a record called Lifers. I have a podcast called Lifers. And now I have a movie called Lifers. I swear to God, I will do something that's not called Lifers.
Okay. We'll hold you to that. My guest is Scott Lucas. We'll be back in just a minute after a very short break. And we'll ask him about his band, Local H. And I'm probably have a couple more movie questions for him, too. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. The show from home tonight is a little different. It's a little strange. My neck is on display. I don't like that one bit. And I'm not a vain person, ladies and gentlemen. But it's just a different look. Scott, I can't get used to it. Speaking of my guest, Scott Lucas, and speaking of Ben Reiser, he texted us on the stream over YouTube, and he says, Pete, you are so right about To Live and Die in L.A., one of my favorites. Okay, so here at Civic Media, I do these classic movie picks every week. And last week, my pick was To Live and Die in L.A. Phenomenal movie. It's almost cool. A flawless movie. If you have not seen it, folks, check it out. Thank you, Ben. I know Ben was a fan of that movie because you couldn't stream it for a long time. And then I saw right. He did something with it for one of his projects or at Cinematheque or something. And I was like, I looked for it again, and I did find it. So it is available to stream now. Great movie. Yeah, so check out the now. Yeah, yeah. So check out the classic movie picks of the week. Also, Dave Kunish says, is a gyro a sandwich? Absolutely, Dave. Gyros are dynamite. I definitely call it a sandwich. And then Chad
a
Fran,
hero
our buddy.
Or a gyro?
A gyro. Hero is definitely a sandwich, right?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I forgot about a hero sandwich. That's a great name for a sandwich. Chad says, let's go Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Let's go, Chad. Good to hear from you, buddy. Our pal Chad Franker. My guest is Scott Lucas. He is the front man for the band Local H, and you can catch his movie Lifers at the Wisconsin Film Festival. It plays April 6th at 7:30 p.m. at Music Hall. That is this Sunday night, right, Scott?
This Sunday, yeah.
You going to be there, Q&A?
I will be there, yep. And I'm going to play an acoustic set as well.
Oh, very nice. Do you see yourself doing more films, or are you pretty content focusing on music full-time?
I'd like to. Movies seem to take a long time and a lot of money, but yeah, sure, I'd like to do another one. And yeah. And if I did another one, I'd like to not be in it, and I'd like to just direct it. So yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Sounds like you got the bug. What do you listen to, Scott, when you're not making music? Like, what is your genre of music by choice? What do you put on when you're driving around or sitting at home?
Pretty much rock, you know. I listen to the Beatles, you know, the basic stuff. I like the new Kim Deal record a lot. I listen to this Chicago band called Tough Suds. I think they're new.
Great name.
Yeah, I think their new record is really great.
That's cool. What do you have influences? Like you say rock, so I assume that's what you listened to growing up. But who directly would you say when you were listening to when you were younger, were you like, I want to make music like that, or I want to sound like that?
You know, stuff like is classic rock, like Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and, you know, all of that stuff. Ozzy Osbourne was huge for me. So like the stuff that I first started listening to, well, like ABBA was my first favorite band. So it was nothing too crazy. It wasn't until I started getting into like maybe REM that I started caring about stuff that wasn't stuff that you were hearing on the radio at the time.
You want to know, like I grew up in Chicago till I was like 12, moved to Marinette, Wisconsin, where I am now. And I feel like living in a small town, I heard Def Leppard. I heard ABBA. I heard I didn't hear REM till I got to college. And I was like, who is this? Like, it's so college weird rock. What you're. Yeah. Well, and that's what it was. Yeah. Right. And it's so strange what you're exposed to. There are so many bands I didn't even know about because I was just kind of just doing the mainstream stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think kids today, they've got like a bigger, they know more about music than I did when I was growing up. And I think that's super cool. But I mean, there's like the bands that I really liked, and I really got like, I got into every single Pink Floyd record and every record that wasn't on the radio. And like, you know, I bought them all. So I sort of had skin in the game. Like I had to like it or else I wasted my money. So I'm kind of happy that I got that as well, that I grew up on albums and I didn't have everything just right in front of me and go, oh, I'll just take a little bit and sample this and sample that.
Right. Tell us about where can people see Local H if they're in the Chicago area, and do you travel outside of Chicago and tour? But where can people see you or even online if you have music like on Spotify or whatever, where can they find your stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you can find our stuff on all the places like Spotify, Apple, wherever you like to stream music. I think you look out for us maybe at Summerfest. I'm not sure if we're allowed to say that yet, but watch for us in Milwaukee. This summer, I'm kind of taking off because, you know, we're going to have a baby, but we'll be out in the fall. We'll be touring all over the place in the fall, in September and October.
You're going to take the baby on the road with you and expose the little one to some rock and roll lifestyle at an early...
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everybody's given us advice on what to do, but it's like, this is our kid. We're going to do what we want with it, you know.
That's right.
We're going to make our own person.
I love it, man. Good luck with the screening in Madison, and thanks so much for your time tonight. And I hope one of these days I get to see your band. You guys rock.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a great night, Scott, and congrats too. Again on the baby. All right.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you got it. Break a leg. That'll be fun. That is April 6th, 7:30 p.m., Music Hall in Madison, the Wisconsin Film Festival. The film is Lifers, and Scott will be there playing a set, which is really cool, and doing a Q&A. So, Conrad, I think what we're going to do when we come back is catch up on some texts.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to think of another sandwich, because I feel like I've talked about the beef sandwich before on the show, and I think I owe listeners more.
You know what's really good? Just a basic peanut butter sandwich.
With no jelly?
No jelly.
That's anarchy, buddy. Frank Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, from Wisconsinology. He's also a writer, producer, director. He'll join us. We'll talk about a lot of fun stuff. And we'll read your text when we come back and play another fun clip. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.